the grace and peace be with you all.
愿神的恩惠跟平安与大家同在。
May all the mothers over here have a happy Mother's Day today.
愿所有的妈妈都能有一个快乐的母亲节。
This morning we would like to use the topic "Before Your Son" as a topic for mutual encouragement.
今天我们要用这个“看你的孩子”这个题目跟大家来做相互的勉励。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 19:26.
约翰福音十九章二十六节。
Gospel John chapter 19:26.
约翰福音十九章二十六节。
Gospel John 19:26.
约翰福音十九章二十六。
26. Then Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple who him loved standing by. He said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Before Jesus was ascending to heaven, when he was nailed on the cross, he entrusted his mother to the beloved disciple John.
这里主耶稣在升天之前，他把他的母亲交托给他的所爱的门徒，就是使徒约翰。
Then ask Mary to look at John.
他让玛利亚看他的看约翰。
Then say, "Behold your son."
说看你的儿子。
Of course, this verse shows that how Jesus showed his love toward his mother.
当然，这首经节告诉我们主耶稣多么爱他的母亲。
This verse also teaches that we should also look at our son.
这经节告诉我们，我们要看我们的儿子。
Look at our children carefully.
要仔细看过我们的小孩子。
So just from this verse, I would like to mention three points.
我们今天要从这个经节来分享三点。
While we are looking at our children, do we see that the way we express our love is proper?
当我们看我们的孩子的时候，我们对我们孩子表现爱的方式是正确的吗
？When we are looking at our son, do we correct their mistakes timely?
我们看过我们的孩子的时候，我们是不是经常来纠正他们的错误
？When we look at our son, do we see they make progress in their spirituality?
看我们的孩子的时候，有没有注意他属灵的成长
？Behold your son. We shall use this topic.For mutual encouragement.
看你的儿子，这个是我们今天要来分享的主题。
Eyes is a organ to express inner love.
眼睛实际上是一个来表示我们内心爱的器官。
Actually, our Lord, our God, also uses his eyes to express his love.
我们的主神他经常用眼睛来表示他对我们的爱。
Let's turn to Psalm 33, verse 18.
看诗篇三十三篇
Psalm 33 verse 18
诗篇三十三篇十八节
33 verse 18
诗篇三十三篇十八节
33:18
三十三篇十八节
Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy. The Bible says that the merciful eyes of God look uponThe one who hope for him.
圣经上说，主神的眼目看顾敬畏他的人。
So we can see God uses his eyesight to express his tender love.
我们可以看到在这里，主耶神用他的眼目来表示他对他人的爱。
Men also use their eyes to express their love.
人也用眼睛来表示他们的爱。
Let's turn to Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse 9.
我们来看这个，我们看。
Song of Songs,
雅歌，我们来看雅歌。
Chapter 4, verse 9.
雅歌第四章第九节。
Chapter 4, verse 9.
雅歌四章第九节。
Chapter 4, verse 9.
雅歌四章第九节。
You have ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. You have ravished my heart with one look of your eyes.With one link of your necklace. The bridegroom was very touched by the look of the bridegroom.
这里新郎被新妇的这种用眼一看就深深的触动。
Really, our eyes can show our inner loving, inner feeling toward other people.
真的是这样子，我们的眼睛可以表示我们对人的爱。
The same token, we shall always use our eyes to show our love to our children.
同样子，我们要用这种方式来向我们的小孩子来表示爱。
When a child is about 2 to 4 weeks, his eyes cannot focus very well.
当小孩子刚生下来2到4周的时候，他们的眼睛没有办法聚焦很好。
But when it comes to 6 to 8 weeks, their eyes started to learn to focus, and their eyes are like antenna, try to look for another pair of eyes to see who show concern toward them.
那六到八周之后，小孩子的眼睛就慢慢的发育好，然后他们眼睛就可以看到，可以聚焦到一个事物上面，所以他们眼睛就开始寻找。
About 2 months, actually, a baby can fix their eyesight can fix on a certain point already.
2个月之后，他们眼睛就能够聚在一个看清楚一个具体的事物。
And their eyesight keep looking for someone who really care for them.
他们的眼光就在寻找那些来看顾、照顾他们的人。
So there's a story talking about there's a kind of syndrome called a stop growing syndrome.
有一种疾病，小孩子的疾病叫做停止生长疾病。
They study a baby might stop growing from 6 months to 12 months because they are lacking of the loving of their parents.
有人发现六到十二个月小孩有时候会停止生长，如果他们得不到他们父母的爱的话。
In World War II, many kids in London got to stay at the countryside, departing from their parents.
在第二次世界大战的时候，很多人从伦敦的小孩必须离开家乡。离开他们的父母。
And then they notice that those kids, after they grow up, they have trouble to adjust their emotion.
但是大家发现这些小孩子长大之后，他们就没有办法来很好的控制自己的情感。
Because they don't have a set of eyesight, tender eyesight to look at them.
因为他们在成长的过程中没有一双关切的眼睛来看顾他们。
After Peter denied Jesus for 3 times.
当彼得否认主耶稣3次之后，
Jesus turned his head and looked at Peter.
主耶稣只是转过头来看彼得。
That tender eyes really moved Peter greatly.
那就那温柔的双眼就让彼得感到非常的触动。
He cried and repent bitterly.
他就开始哭泣，并且来悔改。
So we should have eye contact toward our baby.
所以我们要用我们的眼光时刻经常来跟我们的小孩子们来
做。Not only eye contact, we should also try to hold them or kiss them or hug them when they were young.
我们经常用眼睛来看顾他们，并且在他们小的时候经常来拥抱，来用身体接触他们。
Let's turn to Psalm 131 verse 2.
来看诗篇。
Psalm 131 verse 2.
131篇第二节，诗篇131篇第二节。
131 verse 2.
131篇第二节。
131 verse 2.
131篇第二节。
Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. In Chinese translation says that like a weaned child staying on the bosom of the mother.
中文翻译说，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。
So you see, when you hold a baby in the arms of the mother, the baby can smell the mother, can feel the warmth of the mother.
所以，当一位母亲抱着她的孩子在怀里的时候，这位小孩就可以闻到，甚至感觉到他母亲的气味或者体温。
They can feel the secure, from the parents.
他们就能感到父母对他的关爱。
Therefore, we shall continue to hug and kiss.Even pat on their shoulder, when they are old, we still can do this.
所以我们在他小时候，我们经常来拥抱、来亲吻他；让他大一点，可以也要经常来经常拍拍他们的肩膀，来表示我们的爱。
See, when a boy is about 4 in their elementary 4th grade, they don't like you to hold their hands or kiss them on their cheeks. They will refuse it.
当一个小男生长到四年级的时候，他就不会愿意你再来拥抱他，或者是来亲吻他。
Well, a girl, when they reach to maybe a little bit older, they don't like you to kiss them in public, also in their cheeks.
所以当小女生长到大一点的时候，也是他们在不喜欢 在公共场合被人亲吻他们的脸颊。
But in their heart, they also desire the concern, the sometimes physical attachment from their parents.
但是在他们内心，他们仍然渴望跟父母有亲切的关系，所以有一些身体上的接触。
Actually, Jesus also demoed the same thing to us.
其实主耶稣也向我们亲自来示范这些例子。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 10, verse 13.
我们来看马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to 16.
马可福音第十章十三节到第十六节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to 16.
马可福音十章十三到十六节。
Then they brought little children to him, and he might touch them.But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. 15. Surely I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. 16.And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. You see, Jesus lifted their children up in his arms.
我们这可以看到，主耶稣把小孩子抱起来
，and blessed them，
并且给他们按手来为他们祝福。
He touched them.
他有拥抱他们。
He used this kind of touched. The children can feel the love from us.
这样子，因为主耶稣摸他们。小孩子就能感觉到他的爱。
Also, besides, when we say look at your children, not only using your eyes, but also using your body to show your love.
所以有时候看我们的孩子，不光是要用眼睛，而且要用我们的身体来表示我们的爱。
There was a religion in Korean. The founder really know how to use this technique to attract young men to come to his church.
在韩国有一个新的教派，那个教派创始人他知道怎么样子用一种方法来吸引男生来参加他们的。这个信仰。
When the young boy come to their church, he will promote a kind of very emotional atmosphere and ask the child to express his disappointment when he was young.
那时候，当小孩男孩来到他的教会的时候，他就会让这些小孩子有一个场合来发泄他们的不满的情绪。
And then the child will talk about, well, when I was 4 years old, I feel I was rejected by my parents.
小孩四岁的时候就说他四岁的时候他就觉得他被他父母所抛弃。
And then the founder of this religion will say, "Oh, don't worry, you know, we love you." You know, the founder will hug the children and tell that how much they love the children.
创始人就他说不用担心，他来拥抱这个小孩，让这个小孩感觉到他有对他很深的爱。
See, even you know some other religious, they know this technique to win the heart of the children.
我们看到。已经有很多不同的信仰已经在用这种方法来得取小孩子们的心。
Not to mention as a loving parents, we shall learn how to hug and kiss our children.
更比如说我们是爱我们孩子的父母，更应该用各种方式来表示对我们孩子的爱。
Now, when our child are getting older, when we say, look, behold your child, actually, the Bible, the Lord want us to pay more attention to their life.
当小孩子长大一些之后，这里看你的儿子，这个意思就是让我们要更多的来注意他们的生活。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 27, verse 23.
我们看箴言二十七章二十三节。
Proverbs 27:23.
箴言二十七章二十三节。
27:23.
箴言二十七章二十三节。
Be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend.To your herds. The Bible here says, diligently, we shall try to know the situation of our sheep.
这里讲到你要详细知道你羊群的情况。
Which refer also to our children.
这当然也包括这个就是代表说我们要知道我们小孩子的情况。
You see, the child like to know that they are important in our life.
我知道小孩子对我们来说，在我们生命中是非常重要的。
Therefore, we sometimes we shall spend time alone with them.
所以我们要经常来花时间与他们在一起。
You see, even Jesus spent time alone with his disciples.
甚至要花时间单独与他们相处，就像主耶稣来花时间与他们的门徒，他的门徒们单独相处一样。
When Jesus and disciples were very busy,
当主耶稣和门徒非常繁忙的时候
，They talk to disciples that let us withdraw to a wilderness。
他就会嘱咐他的门徒，让我们退到一个旷野去。
So they as a group can rest for a while。
所以他们作为一组人，他们可以在那里休息。
Jesus can spend time alone with the disciple。
主耶稣也可以花时间跟他们单独相处。
To certain future pillars, Jesus especially spent some time alone with them.Like John and you know James and Peter.
对一些教会的柱石，将后来未来的柱石，主耶稣也单独花时间跟他们在一起，就像约翰、彼得和雅各。
Jesus, the demonstration is to try to show us that really we got to spend time alone with our children.
主耶稣这样示范，就是意味着我们要花时间跟我们的小孩子们的单独相处。
Children are the grace, gift are the grace and gift from our Lord Jesus Christ.
孩子们是神给我们的恩典和祝福。
Therefore, we shall spend time to cherish them.
所以我们要花时间来看顾他们。
And they are able to grow in a very good way.
让他们可以在一种好的方式里面成长。
There was a father took his child to go on a fishing trip.
有一位父亲带他的孩子去钓鱼。
But at that particular day, they caught no fish at all.
那一天，他们其实一条鱼都没有逮到。
And the child did not open his mouth to speak too much, neither.
小孩子也不愿意开张嘴说话。
So the father felt like it was a very boring date.
这个父亲就觉得那一天非常的枯燥。
He felt that his day was kind of wasted.
他觉得那一天差不多都浪费掉了。
But when they came home, the son got to his desk and started to write.His diary.
但是当回到家之后，小孩子就开始在家里写日记。
He said that I had the most wonderful day in my life today.
他说这一天是我过得最快乐的一天。
Because I have a chance to spend time alone with my father.
因为我有这个机会来和我父亲单独花时间在一起。
It is so meaningful in my life.
对我来说，这是我生命中非常有意义的一件事情。
You see, sometimes we cannot understand our teenage boy or teenage girls.
有时候我们可能不懂我们的这种少年的少男少女的心态。
Then you may feel like you got rejected by the emotion.
有时候我们会觉得他们的情绪上会对我们本身有抵触。
But really, if we truly spend time, even though we don't say too much, they can sense the love from us.
如果我们真的花时间跟他们在一起，我们都不用讲太多话，他们就能感觉到我们的爱。
The priority to live in life is that.God is the number one, family is number two, career is the number three.
我们的基督徒的顺序是神在第一位，家庭在第二位，我们的事业是第三位。
Therefore, but a lot of time we pay attention, we put more energy to our work more than to our children or our spouse.
很多时候我们把放在事业上的时间或者是努力更胜于我们放在家庭跟我们的配偶身上。
Behold, your son.
这里讲到看你的儿子。
Now, behold, your career.
并不是说看你的工作。
Of course, our career is important.
当然，我们的事业也非常重要。
Son is also very important.
是儿子也非常重要。
So, do we express our love properly toward our children?
所以，我们有没有恰当的向我们孩子们表示我们的爱呢
？Behold your son.
看我们的儿子。
It also reminds us that do we correct the mistake of our children timely?
也意味着我们是不是有及时的来。纠正我们孩子们的错误。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18.
我们来看箴言十九章十八节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18.
箴言十九章十八节。
19, verse 18.
十九章十八节。
Chasten your son where there is hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction. The Bible here reminds us that we shall discipline our children.
这里圣经教导我们要管教我们的儿子。
Where there is still hope.
因为还要趁有指望的时候。
You see, if we ignore to discipline our children when they mistakes, we might anger God.
因为如果我们孩子犯错误，我们却不管的话，这会让得罪神。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 11.
我们来看撒母耳记上。
1 Samuel.First Samuel chapter 3, verse 11.
撒母耳记上三章十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 11
3章11节到14节
This is the first vision to Samuel, first manifestation to Samuel.
这是神向撒母耳先知第一次显现
To point out the mistakes of Eli.
这是主神在指出以利家的这个错误
First Samuel chapter 3, verse 11 Then the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. Verse 12. In that day I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from beginning to end. 13. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his son made themselves vile. And he did not withstand them. 14. For therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever. You see, Eli ignored the responsibility to chastise his children when they did serious mistakes.
他忽略他要管教孩子们的责任，让这些孩子们继续犯错。
You see, his two sons were also priests.
他知道他的两个儿子也是有祭司的身份。
While the Israelites was offering, like before they cooked their meat to the Lord, they used their forks to take away the raw meat, to enjoy the raw meat by themselves.
当以色列人向神献祭的时候，当他们在烧这些肉的时候， 他们就用叉子把那些还没有煮烧熟的肉去把它叉走。
And they even commit adultery with the woman who served at the tent.
甚至在那边为神的殿里服侍的那些女生跟他们一起犯下奸淫的罪。
But the father did not say anything too much.
但是这位父亲却不敢管教他的孩子。
The father allowed them continue to serve in the church.
这位父亲就让这些孩子们继续在服侍神的殿。
Therefore God took to Eli.
这就是为什么神告诉以利,
You honor your children more than me.
他说你对你把你的孩子看得比我更重。
Therefore, disasters shall come to your house.
这是为什么这灾难来到你的家里。
Because you did not restrain them from their bad behavior.
因为他们犯错的时候，他没有去禁止他们。
See, the children is a property God given to us for us to manage this property.
因为 孩子是神给我们的财产，但是我们需要来管理这些财产。
If we fail to manage this property, we shall set a cup with our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ will be angry with us.
因为如果我们不正确地管理这些财产的话，主耶稣就会对我们发怒。Therefore,
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6 says that when our child are still young, we shall discipline them.
这是为什么？刚箴言刚才提到，当小孩子还小的时候，我们要及早来管教他们。
You see, if a child learned to steal a squash when they were young, they will learn how to steal a cow when they are old.
所以，当小孩子小时候学会来偷黄瓜的话，他们长大一定会去偷牛。
If they build up a very bad behavior when they were young, the bad behavior will multiply when they are old.
这些小坏习惯在小时候没有改过来的话，
长大之后就会变得越来越糟糕。For us to discipline our child, the precondition is that they shall be able to feel our love when we chastise them.
当我们管教孩子的时候，我有一个基本的条件，就是他们在接受管教的时候，也要能感受到我们的爱。See,
when Jesus tried to teach Peter,
当主耶稣来教导彼得的时候，
tried to give Peter mission, you shall tend my sheep.
跟彼得说，你要来看过我的小羊。
Prior to this, Jesus loved Peter so much by providing them 153 fish.
但是在主耶稣来教导他之前，主耶稣就给他150多条鱼。
Besides those fish, Jesus brought by himself some bread and some fish along with him.
甚至主耶稣亲自带来面包，把鱼烤烤给他们吃。
Even at early in the morning, Jesus was waiting for them at the bank of the sea.
在一个 清早,
so believe, the disciple was able to feel the love first.
所以这些门徒们他先能感到主的爱。
Therefore, they are very acceptable to the teachings of Jesus Christ.
这样子他对神的教导他就能够接听得下去。
So today, for us to teach our kids, really we got to love them that we love them.
今天我们要管教我们的孩子，但是我们要知道，让他们知道我们爱他们。
If they don't feel the love, it will be very difficult.
如果他心里面感觉不到我们对他的爱，这就是非常困难的一件事。
A father, who always very busy with his restaurant.
有一位父亲，因为他在开饭馆，所以他总是非常的繁忙。
He did not have time for his child.
他就没有时间来跟他们的孩子在一起。
His teenage girl, became very rebel. When she was in high school,
当她的女儿上高中的时候，就变得非常的难以管教。
She did not like to go home.
她非常的有叛逆精神，也不愿意来回家。
She was over 18 years of age already.
后来她到十八岁，超过十八岁了。
The father was angry because her daughter did not want to go home.
父亲就非常的生气。
At night time,
因为她女儿在晚上都不愿意回家。
So she tried to phone her. She tried to, you know, use all kinds of way to reach her.
他就要给他打电话，用各种方法来与他联系。
Later on, she even like went to the daughter's friend's house, try to grab her daughter to come back home.
甚至他甚至跑到他女儿的朋友家，要把他女儿逮回家。
Guess what? The father called the police.
后来这父亲就去找警察。
She was 18 years already.
但是那个女生已经十八岁了。
Therefore, the father was put in jail later on.
后来反而是父亲被关到监狱里去。
Because the father used some violence, try to grab the daughter home.
因为这父亲在让他女儿回家的过程中用了一些暴力。
Of course, the daughter was not a good daughter.
当然，这女儿不是位好女儿。
But the father maybe did not let the daughter feel her inner love prior to discipline her.
但这父亲在管教他的女儿之前，他没有办法让他女儿感觉到他心中的爱。
That could be the issue.
可能是原因之一。
Now, when you talk about discipline our child timely, can we rot?Our children? Can we use a rod to hit our children?
所以在我们讲到管教孩子的时候，我们可不可以用棍子来打我们的孩子呢？
Maybe this should be our last way to do it.
这可能应该是最后的方法。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 15.
我们来看箴言二十九章十五节。
Proverbs 29, verse 15.
箴言二十九章十五节。
29, verse 15.
二十九章十五节。
29, verse 15.
二十九章十五节。
The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. The Bible here says a rebuke and rod can bring wisdom to our children.
这里讲到撞打和责备能增加孩子们的智慧。
But if we leave them alone, sometimes they will bring us shame.
但是如果我们放纵我们的孩子的话，他最后就会给我们带来羞愧。
Let's read another one. Proverbs 23, verse 13 to 14.
我们再来看箴言二十三章。
23:14-14. 23:13-14.
十三到十四节，二十三章。
Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. 14.
十四节。
You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell.So we can see in the ancient time, in Jewish society or in Chinese Asian society, they do use rod to chastise their children.
所以我们看在古时候，即使是在犹太人的历史上，或者是在中国人的历史上，他们都用杖来打小孩。
But we should not forget the Bible also said in Psalm chapter 23, your rod and your paw comfort me.
但是我们也不要忘记，在诗篇中，大卫的诗篇说，神的杖。来让他得到安慰。
Therefore, I personal thinking for your reference is that if you got to use a rod, you got to be your last choice when you use it.
所以让我们知道，如果我们要用杖的话，这要是最后的方法。
But we got to remember something.
我们要记住一些事情。
When you are in anger, do not use a rod.
当你生气的时候，不要用棍子。
Because you might abuse your children.
因为那样子可能会让过分的虐待小孩。
If a child has been abused through this kind of stuff, actually your rod has become nothing to them.
如果小孩子已经经历过这样的虐待的话，你的杖就丧失了你的效力。
There was a father always used her belt to whip his child.
有一位父亲总是用他的皮带来抽打他的孩子。
Because this child was so naughty.
因为这个孩子太调皮了。
Later on, when the child make mistakes,
后来当这个孩子在犯错的时候
，he will ask the father.
他就会让他父亲说
，Father, are you going to hit me?
他说父亲你是不是要准备就打我了
Therefore he will go to take the belt from his father and give the belt to the father. Father, this is the belt.
他就会到房间里把他爸爸的皮带拿出来给他爸爸。
Actually, the belt is nothing to the children anymore.
皮带对他来说已经没有效果。
Because the rodding become abuse to that children.
因为棍打棍责已经变成了一种虐待。
But proper, like you have no other choice. Once in a while, with rational attitude, you might use it as a tool.You may use it as a tool occasionally.
我们也可以，但是仗打也要，也是一种偶尔可以用的方式。
You see, I read an article talk about 500 fortunes, CEO of 500 fortune company talk about their childhood.
有一次我读到一篇文章，讲到财富杂志评出来的500家这个最大公司的这个经理人。
They talk about how their parents discipline them.
这些人讲他们的小孩子们从讲他们从小时候。父亲怎么样管教他们
Most of them receive spanking from their father.
很多人都从小被父亲责打过。
They say that because of that kind of discipline, they produce a strong determination.
他说，因为那样的管教，所以他们后来就有比较强的意志力。
They have a good will to fulfill their goal and business.
他们就有很好的愿望，能够有达到他们。所原预期的目标。
So can you use rod to discipline your child?
所以我们可以用棍子来责打我们的孩子
吗 ？One thing is for sure.
有一件事要
确定的。We shall never leave our children alone.
我们不可以单让抛弃我们的孩子。
The purpose is that one day they will correct themselves and not to do the bad thing anymore.
我们的目的是要让小孩子将来不要再犯错。
And rod could be one of the tool.
如果这样是目的的话。用棍打可以的，是方法之一。
Personally, you shall be your very last choice and be very loving when you use this means.
但是我认为这应该是最后不得已的方式。首先我们要向他小孩子们表示我们的爱。
Otherwise, you will become very abuse.
否则的话就变成滥用的方法。
I think to correct our children's mistakes, timely is very important.
所以要纠正孩子的错误要及时。
But if we do not correct them timely,
如果我们不及时纠正的他们
的话 when they are about 18 years of age,
他们18岁的时候
sometimes it's really very, very difficult.
就非常困难了。
But this one thing we still can do.
但是有一件事我们现在可以做的是
really, we shall continue to pray for our children, even though they are 18 years and older.
不管多大年纪我们都要一直为我们的孩子祷告。
I know that there was a very rebellious kid, and he was in college already.
我知道一个认识一位很叛逆的小孩，他已经上大学。
He will always go to the pub. He will always dance around. He will always make girlfriends and change girlfriends here and there.
他经常去一些晚会，参加各种各样的 party， 然后也交不同的女朋友。
The mother was a very godly woman. Is a very godly woman.
母亲却是非常虔诚的一位母亲。
She did not know what to do.
她不知道怎么做。
And I.Behold with my own eyes that she spent a lot of lunch hour shed tears praying for his child, for her child.
据我亲眼所见，她花了很多时间，也流了很多眼泪来为她的孩子祷告。
Later on, the boy got married and married a very good sister.
后来这孩子长大之后成婚了，后来娶的是一位非常好的姐妹。
His lifestyle totally got transformed.
她的生活方式就完全的改变。
Now both of them go to church regularly and become a very godly Christian.
他们后来就经常来教会，成为非常虔诚的。
I think this is from the tears and the intercession of the mother.
这就是从母亲的眼泪和她的祷告中而来。
So your tears will never fall to the ground. Your tears will always be cherished by our Lord Jesus Christ.
眼泪不会白流，总是会在主面前得到。
So do we correct our children timely?
所以我们有没有及时来纠正我们孩子们的错误
？Behold your son.
看我们的孩子。
Do you see any mistake they have?
看到他们有没有什么错误。
How do you deal with it?
我们怎么样子来处理。
Behold your son.
看你的儿子。
We also see if they make progress spiritually.
我们要来注意他属灵上有没有长进。
First of all, we have to try to make our children become the children of God also.
首先我们要让我们的孩子成为神的儿女。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 39.
来看使徒行传。
Especially when we have still influence on them.
使徒行传第二章
，Act chapter 2 verse 39.
三十九节，使徒行传二章三十九节。
Maybe we read from 38 first.
我们先来看三十八节。
Chapter 2 verse 38 and 39.
二章三十八节，三十九节。
Therefore, then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized." in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of Holy Spirit. 39. For the promise is to you and to your children, to all who are far off, and many as the Lord our God will call. When Peter was preaching, many people was cut into their hearts.
当彼得起来讲道的时候，很多人在心里面就被扎心。
They asked Peter, "What should we do?"
他就问彼得，我们该怎样行？
Peter mentioned two very critical things that people should do when they want to believe in Jesus.
彼得讲到两件关键的事情，这是他们要如果要信主耶稣的话，就要做的事情。
First of all, they shall repent and be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
首先，他们要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
Secondly, they shall receive the promised Holy Spirit.
第二点是要他们要领受所赐的圣灵。
Then Peter continued to say, "This kind of salvation is for you and your children."
这里彼得讲说，这种应许救恩的应许就是为你们和你们的儿女所准备的。
Therefore, we shall bring this kind of salvation to our children, not only us.
所以我们不光自己要得到这种救恩，也要让孩子们得到这些救恩。
If a field, if you do not plant roses or beautiful flowers, it will grow wheat automatically.
所以如果我们不精心的来栽种玫瑰的话，将来那片土地就会来长杂草。
If we do not plant Jesus Christ into the hearts of our children, they will the world.The filthy things in the world may grow in their hearts automatically.
如果我们不把主耶稣基督栽种在我们孩子们的心里的话，将来这些世上的肮脏的东西就会在他们心中生根发芽。
Besides, if our children have Lord Jesus Christ inside them, they also have protection from our Lords and from the angels.
如果我们的孩子心里面有主耶稣的话，他就会得到神。
Now, after they get baptized,
当他们受洗之后,
we also need to see if they grow spiritually.
我们要看他们的属灵有没有在成长。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 10, verse 20.
我们来看马可福音第十章第二十节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 20.
马可福音十章二十节。
10:20.
十章二十节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 20 and 21.
十章二十节二十一节。
10:20 and 21.
十章二十节二十一节。
And he answered and said to him, Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth. 21. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him. There was a rich young man ran to Jesus and asked Jesus, How shall I receive salvation?
一位少年人来主耶稣面前问说，我怎样才能得到永生？
Jesus said that you shall keep commandments, refer to 10 commandments.
耶稣就告诉他要遵守十条诫命。
Then he said to Jesus, Teacher, all the things I have kept from my youth.
他就跟主耶稣说，夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。
And Jesus looked at him and loved him.
主耶稣看他，爱他。
So you see, today, if our kids can keep the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ,
所以如果我们小孩子们能够从小遵守神的诫命，
not only you will feel very, very comforted,
我们就会觉得非常受安慰。
Our Lord Jesus Christ will feel very satisfied also.
我们的主就会觉得非常的安慰。
The Lord Jesus will look at them and really feel like that Jesus loved them very much, just like Jesus loved this young man.
主会感到很满意，也会爱他，
Therefore,
像主耶稣爱这个人一样。
We shall observe if they grow spiritually.
所以我们要仔细来观察他们有没有在属灵上。
How do we make them grow spiritually in the Lord?
我们怎么样子能他在属灵上成长呢？
I keep saying that we shall send them to SSC or NYTS.
我就经常跟大家说，要让他们来参加学生灵恩会或者是青年神训班。
Or make sure they receive a very good RE education.
或者让他们接受非常好的宗教教育。
Recently, I heard a sharing from an RE teacher.
最近我跟一位宗教教育老师听到他的一个见证。
She mentioned that there were three boys who were very naughty in her local church.
她说她本地教会里面有三位小男生非常的淘气。
Since they are elementary, go to E1, then go to E2, like a lot of teacher was afraid of teaching these three children.
因为他们是小学到初中的这段时间，所以很多老师都不愿意来教这些小孩子。
Because they are simply too naughty to teach.
他们就是太淘气，没有办法来。不好教。
Now, when they came to E2, three of them went to the SSC.
当他们来初级到高初级班的时候，他们就有好几个去
And they received Holy Spirit in SAC. They said that when they came back, their life indeed changed.
这是教师做见证说, 当他们从灵恩会回来之后, 他们的生活就发生改变。
How they can transform their behavior.
他们的行为就大大的不一样。
And this is, there are many similar stories occurs in our church.
这样子非常多的例子在我们教会发生。
Therefore, we shall encourage them to join a lot of spiritual training seminars.
这是为什么我们要鼓励来帮助他们, 让他们来经常参加这些属灵的这些培训班。
But we got to understand that for them to join the church seminars, the time is very limited.
但是我们要知道, 他们参加这些训练班的时间是非常短的。
They are with us most of the time.
他们更多的时间是跟我们在一起。
Therefore, as a father, we shall take the responsibility to make sure our children make progress in their speciality.
所以作为我们父母的，我们要来肯定，要来花时间来注意，肯定我们自己，能够让小孩子看到他们在属灵上有成长。
Brother and sister, we keep move urge every family to have a family altar by themselves.
所以什么？我们鼓励家庭里面有要设立家庭祭坛。
Recently, a mother shared with brother and sisters.
最近一位母亲跟弟兄姐妹分享说。
After she, their family immigrated to the United States, she found one fact. She found one fact.
当她从家从外国搬到美国来的时候，她发现有一件事情。
The meeting, the service in the United States is simply too few.
在美国教会的聚会次数比别的国家少很多。
Because when they were in Taiwan, they can bring children to the church very often.
因为在台湾教会聚会非常频繁，所以他们经常可以带孩子们到。
So she was afraid that the child might, you know. Might have no God inside their hearts.
所以担心小孩子说不定心里面会丧失掉神。
So the mother determined.
所以母亲就下决心说,
Whenever the two children go back from their school,
每次当两个小孩回家的时候,
they will read Bible first, one chapter a day.
他们就每天要读一章圣经。
So after years of doing this,
就这样子做了很多年之后,
she feel very, very easy to guide these two child.
他就觉得要来带领这两个小孩就非常的容易。
No matter where they go, they know that Jesus was in their heart.
他就知道不管他们去哪里, 主耶稣都在他们的心里。
So the children never ask for you know, going to a prom or going to a wild party, things like that. The children never bother to ask.
所以这些小孩子们从小就不会去问他们，去请求他的父母让他们去参加 party。
It seems that they don't have any teenage problem in this family.
在他家里也没有这种小孩，经常有的看到的小叛逆的小孩的问题。
Therefore, in our daily life as a father, especially the father is the leader of the household, we shall make sure our children make progress in their spirituality.
在我们日常生活中，特别是做父亲的，因为父亲是一家之主，我们要来肯定我们的孩子在属灵上有成长。
Therefore, we can have good child in front of God.
所以我们在神面前就可以得到一个好的孩子。
Today is a Mother's Day.
今天实际上是母亲节。
It shall be a happy day to every mother.
所以应该是母亲幸福的一天。
We thank God for this wonderful day.
感谢神有这么美好的一天。
But can you imagine? 30 years later.
但是我们可以想象吗? 30年后,
this shall be another Mother's Day.
可能就会另外一个母亲节。
You might receive a flower from your children.
你可能会从你的孩子那里得到花。
When you receive that flower, you shall smile.
当你收到那个花的时候，你就应该很欣慰的笑。
Because your child has been growing up in the love of God and love of man.
因为你的孩子已经成长，长大成人，是在神的爱中，也是在人的爱中。
They have become a decent person in the society. In the church.
他们成为社会上正派的人，也成为教会的柱子。
Because today we really pay attention to love them.
因为我们从现在开始，从今天开始来注意。
We can express our love properly.
我们可以向他来表示我们的爱。
We can correct the mistakes timely.
我们可以及时来纠正他们的错误。
We can make sure their spirituality grow gradually.
我们也可以来注意，让他们肯定他们能够在属灵上成长。
And our Lord Jesus Christ will also say, "We fought a good fight already."
这时候我们就像圣经上讲的说，我们已经打过那美好的仗。
May the Lord bless us.
愿主祝福我们。
And again, Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
I sing hymn 416.
我们来唱诗416。